Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. So a very busy programme ahead of us tonight. Eric Dempsey's in studio and Niall Hatch is at his home in Greystones. We'll be joined shortly by Terry Flanagan at his home in Dublin 15. He was on a bit of an adventure in the last couple of nights, out and about seeing what he could see. But Eric, you're rooting in your bag there in your mall. What are you looking for, Eric? What are you looking for?
I am trying to find the exact date when our documentary on the extraordinary tale of the White Prominence, a fantastic story of a moth that, like Lazarus, was refound after a 70-year period of being extinct in Ireland. And it's the story of me trying to find out as much as I can about this magical moth and my quest to try and actually see it.
So it disappeared for 70 years.
Yes.
When?
It was first seen in the 1850s from various records. And then there was only a handful of records and there was a bit of controversy around the records because The moth was only occurred once or twice in England, but then it's only found in near Europe, sort of into France and central France and across central Europe, over as far as Japan, believe it or not. But there was this little isolated pocket claimed to be existing in County Kerry, but only one man could seem to find these records. So there was controversy and there was only a handful of records in the 1850s. And then there was one or two records in the early 1900s. And then the end of the records, 1935. And then that was it. Never seen again. Over the following years, there was this question mark. Did it really exist in Ireland? Were these specimens brought from Europe and sort of collected in Ireland? Because there was value on specimens at that stage. You could sell these to the British Natural History Museum. You could sell these to collectors. It's the story of the history of the White Prominence.
Yeah.
And then magically, its rediscovery in 2008.
And you on your journey
and
to try and see one for yourself in
for
the flesh,
in the
so
flesh,
to speak.
And I won't give
and
any...
You, oh, you're not going to tell us?
No, I'm not going to tell
you. All right. Well, it's going to be broadcast right here.
Yes, indeed.
On RTE Radio 1.
The 28th of October.
It's the Bank Holiday.
Monday.
Yes, as part of our Nature on One series. So we're looking forward to it, Eric. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
Hopefully, people will fall in love with moths.
Afterwards. Well, you have.
Yes,
you're a bird guy. People don't expect you. You're the bird man.
Yeah, now I'm now a moth-er.
A mother.
As opposed to a mother, you know. And of course, growing up in Dublin, if you had an interest in moths, it had a totally different meaning.
Anyway, Niall Hatch, have you ever seen one of these white prominent moths Eric is speaking of?
No, I haven't. And I know we've been talking a lot about moths on the programme recently, and rightly so, because they're underappreciated. They don't get the respect they deserve, particularly compared to their more colourful cousins, the butterflies. And it's a really stunning moth. I think a lot of people think that moths are all brown and grey and boring. This thing is absolutely gorgeous. So people should look out for it. It's mainly white with this lovely splash of colour in the wings. But you'll listen into Eric's doc there to find out more about it. It's going to be great.